to work to their purpose. We pray your grace, bless us now, fellowship with us, we pray, as we just speak this little testimony, little in our eyes, but big, big in your eyes, oh God. Great are the things you do for us. We thank you, Father. Be with us in thine holy name, we pray. Amen. It's a powerful scripture that we read. So it says, all things work together for good. So if I look, I just put like bullet points here. If I look at all the things that happened from the time before we left, because for the last 20 years, my wife has been saying, please, can't we go to Zimbabwe? My children have been saying the same. And I didn't want to go because I had a bad experience in 2006. So I was not into Zimbabwe. I was not into it. So I thought, if you take them to Zimbabwe and it's a rough holiday, what happens? I was very nervous about this trip. So eventually, I agreed we'll go this year. And the time we agree, I had about a month more to work. So the money I was earning was enough to make lots of money and then go. And then for some reason, the contract ended abruptly. You know what it's like, Brother Matthew, huh? But all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. The Lord orchestrates things, because even when the contract ends, it ends just suddenly, and my colleague who sits next to me, he's full-time there, says, you know, you can take them to court for this. I said, no, God told them to do that. And he said to me, there you go, always the church. That's why you'll never amount to anything. I said, no, Mark, don't worry. God allowed it for a reason. Not realizing that from the 7th, until before we go, I would go fellowship with Denzel 2-3 times a week in the hospital. You see how God does these things. God is a great master at this game of chess. He plays, he knows, he gets one pawn out, put him down, because I need him to go fellowship with my son there in the hospital. So every, we'll go my wife and I, or I go on my own, go Brother Nat, and we go sit with Denzel and fellowship with him, get him back in a state, you know, get him back in a place. You see, so God works all things for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. You see, and the scripture that goes in line with this is that scripture that says, the angel of the Lord is encamped about them that believe. God is with us. We don't realize how he's with us. He's so with us, we don't understand the depth of how he's with us. I always quote something. I listened to this Buddhist or Chinese man, and he was speaking and he was saying, the powers that control all things, that govern all things, that's what they believe. He's talking about what they believe, control everything. And I said, I like that. That I'll agree with him. And he says, we in our religion, we believe that fish don't swim. Fish are swam. And I said, wow, I like that. That's very nice. He said, birds don't fly. Birds are flown. And that's us as Christians. We live according to his purpose. God, he governs and he moves us in certain ways and in certain fashions, just to get us to that point where we're supposed to be. Sometimes we're way out of the spirit, but the angels of the Lord that are encamped about us, they're ministering angels to get us back in the spirit, you know. So we plan our trip, we've bought our tickets. Now the job is over. I think, hey, financially it's going to be tough. I have a nice rich nephew there. He's going to put us up, and I speak to him, no problem, uncle, dad, he calls me dad. Come stay. He's got a choice of 30 cars. Oh, we're going to have a good time. Everything is nice. This is the best holiday ever. It's nice and rosy. Tino's telling me, go, the sunshine. Everyone is all for it. And then suddenly my nephew is like, hey, dad, listen, unfortunately, I won't be able to be with you. Job is gone. Yeah. Hey, the finances are low now. And he's not going to be with us. And we're like, oh my God, what do we do? No, I'll put you up in a B&B. No. You don't have to. If you're not going to be there, we look after ourselves. And we're thinking, hey. And then there's a lot of money owed to me in tax. And the man Chris used to do my books. He said, next year, don't worry, George. You know that big chunk of money you lost in 2020, the previous year? You'll get it back in taxes. And I ring. I say, where's Chris? Chris has left the job. Everything is just going dark. So eventually, we fly through this testimony, we get there now, we get to that point where I'm thinking, maybe let's cancel this thing. Get on our knees, I'm praying, and I just feel, you know what? I just feel something saying to me, remember how you used to operate in Zimbabwe? You used to operate on a zero balance. You used to just hitchhike and put your thumb out, and first car stops. You know, Zimbabwe, they like money. And you say, listen, I'm trying to get to the capital city. How much do you have? Nothing. Go away, you stupid man. You know, and then you just, you come, you in a good spirit. And then just something comes over you, because the angel of the Lord are always ministering. And it just brings a sweetness over you, and it says, hey, I wouldn't mind a Coke and a hamburger. Hey, and I hitchhike the next lift. Car stops. Turns out to be my brother's niece and husband, Eddie, and his wife. And I jump in the car to confirm that God is with us in all we do. Jackie says, George, we were just going to have hamburger and Coke. Would you like one? That's how God functions. So I took it as a challenge. I said, let's do it. Because imagine you've paid $5,000 for your tickets, and all you have for spending is $2,000. Who's going to take their family on a holiday like that? And okay, let's go for it. We ring a good friend of ours. You all know him. He's in and out of the church here. Steve. Steve is the best man ever. He says, no problem. Don't worry. I'll pick you up. I'll put you up. Hey. And we get there to Harare. Okay, we're going to go buses, bus trips from place to place. As we get into Harare, the first day, friend of mine rings from Netherlands. He's a brother in church, actually, but he's a bit backslidden. Conrad, he says, hey, listen, how are you going to get from point A to B now that you're not at Val's place? Ah, look, we'll take the buses. No. I have a car fully insured. It's fully serviced. It's a 7-seater. You get Lloyd to pick it up. We're going to fellowship with Brother Lloyd. Pastor speaks of Brother Lloyd a lot of times. Brother Lloyd has been away for 30 years. He's been back to the faith. He's saying, brother, it's God's favor for you to come because you're going to lift me up in fellowship. So we say, look, bro, we need a driver in exchange for the fellowship. So we have a driver, we have a car, and we have a beautiful house we stay in. I made some pictures that I wanted to show, but it's okay. We'll go without the pictures. So we got a beautiful house we're living in. We've got a guy who works in the garden who cleans our shoes. We got a woman who, my Simba, she's cooking the food. We have everything. We have servants looking after us, and we're like, whoa. See how God works. All things work together for good. And the Lord never allowed us to go stay with my nephew because he would have set the agenda. This agenda now is set so we can go to the various places. And we go to point one. So we get there. So everything goes as planned. We stay with Steve. And then transport plans are sorted out. Conrad sorts that out. Picked up in Harare. We're from Harare. We go to Gweru. We get to Harare, to Gweru. We've got Pastor Saidi. He's invited us always. We told him we're coming. We thought we're just going to camp in his house. No. He gives us a B&B, 3-bedroom apartment. Posh place. And we get there. We're like, hey, can it ever get so better? You know, everything. Imagine the holiday we planned. It's worth, or the holiday we had was worth 20,000. And all we had was 2,000. So who put the 18,000? All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. God plans. God is behind everything. Many times we panic over little, small, insignificant things. We think, when man at his best, we think we don't need God. But we need God all the time. All the time. So we get there. We stay with Brother Pastor Saidi. We're in his house. And we're fellowshipping with him. We go with him to service. He asks me to do the Wednesday song worship. We do it. And hey, it's so nice. And then he announces at the end. He says, yeah, okay, send song practice this week. Brother George is going to help you guys with music this week. We had nice fellowship. Joshua and myself, we went there. Wonderful fellowship. Met old-time brothers. We had a powerful time with these saints. What a wonderful time we had. Sunday service, what a blessing. Then we take off. We go to Monday. We go to Bloyo. We get to Bloyo, to Tara's place. We fellowship with them. We're staying with my cousin, her place. My God, our house is like, I've never seen a house like that. It's huge. Huge, huge, huge. Tennis court, swimming pool. You get lost in the gardens. It's so big. And we're there, we're fellowshipping. But the one thing that was nice, they all needed prayer. My cousin says, you know, Kazi, we're living in this house. It's my late auntie's daughter. But we need prayer. Can we go around the rooms and we go pray? And we go around at a certain time and we start praying and we feel a nice spirit just coming into the house. You know, we had such powerful fellowship. Met her husband, met his sister. His sister lost her husband. Then she has a boyfriend. She lost him. She lost her son. She lost her daughter. And she's an alcoholic. And we had an opportunity to testify and to pray for her. You know, but we don't realize that God, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. God is leading us down all these paths. You know, we come back from Bloyo. We go to Gweru. We get to Gweru again. Brother Lloyd, his mother wants to see me. His sister's having insane attacks. She's running around the house. She's She's mad. She's insane. He asks the pastor, Pastor Saidi, to come pray for her. But he's got no time because he's busy. Sunday morning, he says, my mom says, do you think George will go back without me seeing him? Can he not come see me? Church starts 2 o'clock there. So I said, pick me up now. And we go to his house. And we get there. And this girl is pacing around the house. And she says, hey, now, learning from the things I learned from my pastor, I've seen it before. Where? Pray for someone with epilepsy. He says, Bruce, is everyone clean? Is everyone right here? Because when these things start coming out, they're going to jump in you. So you know those principles. You sit there with that girl. Her name is Alice, Brother Lloyd's sister. And I held her hand. And I'm just talking to her. And I said, this girl here, she's under pressure. She's stressed. That's all her problem is. And then we just said a nice little prayer. I said, actually, I said, Auntie, you take the feet. Lloyd, you go that side. I go this side. I grabbed on the head and the thing. And we pray. Peace in the house. And then we're sitting there. 5 minutes later, she's hands in between her chin. And you see she goes back into that thing again. And I say, stop doing that, Alice. What's your problem? She says, you know, I used to have a job. I used to be this. I said, so is it a job you worry about? I said, okay, listen, I'll show you that God can give you a job. What's today, Sunday? God can give you a job this day. Let's pray about it. And we pray about it. On the way home, by this time, we're now in another town where my sister is after church. We leave, we go to Kwekwe, and we go to a farm. And we're on this farm, and he gets a text. His mom says, you know what? She said, tell Brother George, on our way from church, Alice was offered a job. You see how God works. All things work together for good. God orchestrates our paths so we can go down the path He wants and not the path we want. And we spend the night at my sister's farm. It was the best thing we ever had. Out in the stars, we see the Milky Way. We're roasting corn on the fire. We're sitting outside. And they were all scared of mosquitoes. No mosquitoes at all. That's such a wonderful time. Until the next morning, when I said the guys were crying, they didn't want to go. They said, this is the best place we've been. Joseph said, Dad, of all the holidays we've had, we've been everywhere. But this holiday was the best we ever had. Why don't we keep coming here? Maybe let's build a holiday home, you know. You see. But also, you see, when God sets the agenda, it's just out of this world. You can never believe. Now, the money we have, we're not even using, all we're using is money for fuel. And every now and again, we're just giving people money. This brother needs money for glasses. That brother needs this. You're giving people money. There we go back to Harare. We spent our last few days before Saturday. We go to the airport. And we get to the airport. That's when all the fireworks started now. I remember Pastor texting me in the morning. He said, hey, bro, where are you now? I said, I'm still in Zimbabwe. He says, do you know the fireworks have started? I said, I've been watching it all morning. I can see what's happening. But I didn't think the flights would be canceled. To be honest with you, maybe I should get deeper in the... Well, after that, I did get deep in the news. You know, so anyway, we go to the airport. You get there, you know, Harare fashion, they're quite aggressive. They say, go away, go away, go away. The flights are canceled. Go, 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 go. No excuse, no explanation. Hey, now we're shocked now. Oh, my God. We've exhausted our stay at this man's house. What are we going to do? And Steve just said, George, listen, don't panic, guys. Let's go back home. Well, let's go home. We can go to the farm. We can go to islands. We can go here. We can go. And we're like, hey, such a warm welcome. I said, some people, you know that, was it Matthew 25? It says, some people will inherit eternity for the good things they've done for the other believers. And he takes us back to his house. And when we get there, his wife is there. And as we get there, we say, surprise! And she says, I knew you were coming. I already cooked food for you. Sit down, have dinner. Hey, you sit at the dinner table, people come with water and you wash your hands and you feel, hey, after you eat, my wife wants to take the plates back to the kitchen. They say, no, that's not your job. You know, it was such a time of our life. We get there anyway, we're back there Monday, Tuesday. Brother Lloyd is like, my brother, this is such great fellowship. He says, you know something? The time that I spent with you has helped me to be able to function and help my family as a believer. You've gone so far ahead. I'm so grateful for all the things, the demonstration. I see your children out when they get hurt. They run to their mother. The mother prays. They run to you. You pray. You guys call God on the scene at all times. He said, I've learned so much from you, brother. It's been such a blessing. He wasn't just driving, but God was feeding him. as he was taking us from point A to point B. So the one I forgot to say now, when we got there, I said to Tara and Brother Azzi, I said, guys, you should come stay with us because there's been a bed prepared for you, and they refused. They wanted to go their way. They went to stay in the Rainbow Inn. They went and checked into the Rainbow Inn. They get to the room, there's someone in the room. Hey, they go back down, they complain. They go to the next room, there's another person in the room. Ah, Brother Azzi was trying to get harsh now and angry, you know, to say, hey. Then they phoned me. They said, Dad, you know, 3 times we had to get this room. Now we're only going to find food. I said, we had a banquet here. You guys refused. You didn't listen. You went your way. You should have just gone the way we told you to go. You see, so that just goes to show how God works. Anyway, we're back. We ejected. We go back to Avondale the next week because the flights are canceled. We go reroute our flights. They say we can only take you as far as Harare. London. Hey! And we think, so what are we going to do about London to Dublin? They say, you sort yourself out. It's okay. So listen, so you took us from Dublin, Dubai, Harare. And they said, if you don't want it, you can wait till the airspaces are clear and you can fly back. What can you do? You just say, okay, fine, we take it. No problem, we take it. So anyway, Brother James gets on the scene now. He knows we're going. So he's pushing us to go through Kenya. There's a brother there. There's believers, Brother Ben's. A lot of you know Brother Ben. Brother Ben's father is a captain. And he's really pushing. We liaise with Brother Ben. We get things all done, things ready. We need visas to go into Kenya. So I go on and I apply for this group visa. And I apply for a group visa. And I get a response. But I never look at the response because we're busy. And we're under pressure. From the time the flight was canceled, I never slept much. I was under so much pressure. Saying, how will I get these guys back? And praying. But not my pressure that helps. God is in control of everything. There's nothing which you do. God has done it already. So when I realized 2 o'clock in the morning, I suddenly got woken up. And I say, God woken up. I was dreaming I'm at the airport and there's problems and I woke up. And then I'm like, hey, hold on. Let me check the visas for Kenya. And I check. Only my visa came through. And I look. The application was a group, but I only put my name in. And I'm like, no ways. And if you see the pictures, I woke my family up one by one, applied for each visa, took pictures. Joanna, we were laughing at her face at 2 in the morning. Took pictures from Joanna, Joseph, Joshua, Liana, applied for them. And by God's grace, that visa was what's going to redeem us and take us out of Zim. Next day, we have our visas. They take us to the airport. Brother Lloyd's there. We say our goodbyes again. Go in there. We're checking in. Everyone is checked in. Our luggage is checked in. I have a nice big bag of multi-millimil. They don't want it to go. Leave it, no problem. We check in, and then we get to my wife. They say, this one here, she's not allowed to go through London. Why? He said, you need to apply for the visa now, but it's going to take at least 24 hours. We apply there where we're standing. And you know what? Those guys, we can say whatever we say, but God used those guys. Because there were 3 or 4 people. They were so keen for her to go. They phoned the British embassy. They said, look, on your website, it says if she's married to an Irish. The guy was saying, well, you see, the thing is, she's Lithuanian. And because she's Lithuanian, she won't be allowed into England. That will be your problem. And you could hear the guy is speaking because he asked for our phone so he could use our airtime. And every door is blocked. The children are laughing. They're playing. They're running. We're panicking. Hey. I phoned Pastor. I said, Pastor, tell me about Sister Gitana. How do you do it? And I said, please pray, Pastor. This thing here, it's tough. I get a text from another brother. How are you? Where are you now? Brother, I won't say his name. You're so keen on our journeys and our whereabouts. He says, phone this brother. It's a gift of prayer. He'll pray for you. I don't have time to phone that brother. Honestly, I was under pressure. Yeah, and I've spoken to Pastor. Not that we are heroes of our own. No, in no ways. But God is always with us all the time. Something just drew close and said, phone Brother Jimmy. That's Ben's father in Kenya. Phone him. I said, Brother Jimmy, look, we've come to a conclusion. My wife is going to have to go. My children will go with Tara and Azzi. And I'm going to stay with my wife because they won't allow her to board the flight. And the flight's already boarding. He says, brother, what is exactly the problem? I said, she needs a visa. He says, okay. Just tell her to come as far as Kenya. It's okay. If she gets to Kenya, she'll be okay. We can start it from here. And it just made sense. See, no one is a hero in what they do. When you text that war room and you say, help. Hey, saints, you don't realize how grateful it is when people are praying for that. No one is a hero. And it just made sense. I said to the man, okay, listen. Can we go as far as Kenya? He says, yeah. Where's the visa? Here's the visa. Boom. Checks us on. The guy runs with us. One checkout, next checkout day, the security checks. On the aeroplane, people are on the plane. The plane is about going. We get on the plane, we sit down. As we sit down, she says, ah, my love, look, I got a text from British Embassy. Visas come through. Hey. See how God works. So basically, God, like I was saying, the angels of the Lord are encamped around them that believe. Imagine how the angels, they so desire to move you from point A to point B. But because we are so stuck and so earthbound that we're worrying about, hey, this chaos and this and that, this is like that. But those angels are saying, no, you're missing the point. If you could just get right, I was driving out the house the other day. Who was I with? And I drove out the house with Denzel, my nephew. And I just felt same. And I said, this is exactly, it just says, drive slow. Just a nice feeling, just drive. And I drive out. Go out slow, not in my fashion. Normally, I'm going at 120. Drive out slow, and I get around the corner, and there's a little child. And I just said, Lord, if only we could live our lives where we're so in tune with you that you will tell us the plan and the program on a daily basis. But many times, when the troubles come, we panic, we jump, it's all hell, doom and gloom. You see, but if we could just stay in the spirit and see which way the Lord is leading. That's all I wanted to say, saints. There's a lot of things I could have said. And I thank you so much for your prayers. You don't realize. But would I do it again? Yes. Why not? I do it again because it was a blessing. There were so many things that we'd done. So many things I never mentioned. So many people we spoke to. So many people you uplifted. There's another brother, pastor, and I know, Brother Marima. He was in such dire straits. When I met him, man, he was entertaining us. And I'm like, hey, let me go. We buy you. He says, no, you're not buying anything for me. I am buying for you. You know, so it was such a blessing. And at the end, I did get to see my nephew. And I did get to see his 30 cars. But it was good. It was on my terms now. Because we went there. We passed Sister Trudy's house. Very nice to see her. It was such nice fellowship like days of old. Wonderful fellowship. Those are the people you'd go back to, you know. And we get there. We pass Sister Trudy's house. Sister Trudy's house. We seen her now. As we're leaving, my nephew's wife texts. He says, Dad, where are you? I said, I'm in Borodale. At the shops? No. We were 4 minutes away from our house. Right around the... God plans everything so well. We went to his house. We fellowshipped with him. We seen everything he has. Wonderful young man. And 2.5 hours, I said, son, we have to go. It's our time to go. Even when we were having problems in the airport, I tried to phone him, he didn't answer because he was not part of the solution. God is part of this. He's a big guy in society, but God is a big part of our lives. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, saints. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful?
Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Oh, eyes have seen, he's a bird.
What's before in his birth? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.